He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, Dolph?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic. And we're putting it on wax. We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people what they want.
Jalen, I did something today that I've never done before. That you've done many times.
Took a shower before work.
I did take a shower before work. I did do that. But also, I bought breakfast for the staff in Los Angeles. You know, I don't give gifts to people.
What?
I don't give out hoodies to the fans like
what?
You do. You know what?
What?
Demetrius was going to Starbucks and I said, you know what? Starbucks is on me for the staff
what?
Today. Yeah. Yeah. It's
Whoa.
2020, baby. New me. New me.
Wow.
New me in 2020.
Congratulations. I appreciate your maturity. I appreciate being somebody that influences you in all types of ways, including positive ones.
He said, including positive ones. As we prepare for the weekend, we have the AFC and the NFC conference championship games, and we're going to start in Kansas City, where they will be hosting the Titans of Tennessee. And I have one question for you. Where are my homies?
Where are my homies?
Patrick Mahomes. I'm telling you, they were down 24-0 against the Texans at home. And I said to myself, I still feel like Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs can do this. And they did. They came all the way back. And there's all this attention on Lamar Jackson and all the records he was setting and how he was the clear MVP. And Mahomes was injured early in the season. I think Mahomes saw all that. And he's like, I still haven't changed. I'm just going to have to get to the postseason to prove to you that I'm still the quarterback I was last year. What do you think Patrick Mahomes' performance last weekend? And what do you expect in this one?
You didn't mention the fact that they were down 24 points to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. If you're the Texans, you got to find ways to advance drives and not kick field goals. You can't fake a field goal to give them another short field that end up being their second touchdown on the roll to scoring 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 touchdowns in a row. How about that? I'm watching this. It was like, I remember playing Joe Montana football in the early 90s. It was like that when he got hot, throwing it to all of his weapons, like Jerry Rice and John Taylor and Roger Craig and Dwight Clark. It was the exact same thing. It's Tyreek Hill. It's Hardman running back kickoffs, getting them in great field position. Damian Williams had 3 touchdowns in the game. He seemed like he threw it to Kelsey every single time, and you can't stop it. It's just outstanding to watch those dudes.
It really is. And I really think that the Chiefs are heavy, heavy favorites. And I think they're going to win this game. But the roadmap for a Titans win is a couple turnovers from Mahomes and a lot more yards from Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry he's breaking records this postseason. He's breaking records and he's also breaking tackles. Jalen, can Henry continue this amazing postseason run in Kansas City on Sunday?
Looking like a modern day Earl Campbell out there, and it makes me so happy. Shout to the legend. I'll tell you what, the first guy that we've seen in the NFL rush for over 180 yards in 3 straight games. But I'm gonna do something that people have not been doing. I want to give Henry all of his credit for being the bell cow and Tannehill for changing the tenor of the team. Mm-hmm. But their defense, let me tell you something about their defense that they did last week that nobody's talking about. They intercept the football. They had 2 last week. They were 8th in the league. And you know what else they do, Jacoby?
What's that?
Stop teams on 4th down. You remember I was like watching the Ravens look so much different because they're playing 4 downs and everybody else is playing 3. Well, the Titans defense stopped them a couple of times on 4th down.
They
did. So those are going to be key areas to watch for if the Titans are going to get it done on the road.
Those are really good points, Jalen Rose. You're such a great sports analyst. You know, you really are. And
thank you,
brought
sir.
Up somebody that's important, and that's Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill has thrown for only 160 yards in the last two games. 160 yards combined in the last two games. That's not a piece. But he does enough to get the job done. Jalen Rose, do you think that Tannehill is the future of the franchise in Tennessee?
I think he's the future of the franchise. He earned it over Mariota once he got his shot this year. Yes, they're a run-dominant team when you have a bell cow like Henry. But you didn't mention the most important thing that Tannehill has been doing. That's being accurate and taking care of the football. And when you have those two dynamics and somebody you can turn around and hand it off to 30 times and a defense that'll pick somebody off, and stop somebody on fourth down, that shortens the field for you. Now you can take chances and play action. That's what they're going to need to do if they're going to beat this vaunted Chiefs team.
You know who I often think about when I watch Ryan Tannehill throw for less than 100 yards and still get wins? I often think about a gentleman that you mentioned, Marcus Mariota. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's sitting there on the sidelines holding a clipboard being like, I can throw for 100 yards a game. You know, I just feel like he's on the sidelines like, what about me? Are you really telling me that Ryan Tannehill is going to get my spot? I'm sure his agent is on the phone right now. Telling him, he's like, Marcus, don't worry about it. I got some interest from some other teams. You'll be starting next year, and I hope that we go against the Titans and we can smash them, and Tannehill will throw for something like 56 yards.
So here's the thing for Mariota. He got to remember, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Look no further than Ryan Tannehill, who played with the Dolphins and may have a chance to represent in the Super Bowl playing for the Titans. Nobody can say they saw that coming.
No, they cannot. Let's move our attention to the Bay Yay, where the San Francisco 49ers will be hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Now, this one, to me, does not have a clear favorite. That's just in my mind, in my opinion. I see no clear favorite. But one thing I do see, I see the San Francisco 49ers defense getting to Aaron Rodgers. They've got the guys that can get in the backfield. Bosa, Ford, Armstead. They just seem like they're constantly disrupting the opposing quarterback. Do you think they'll be able to pressure Rodgers and change his game?
The best units left in the NFL playoffs right now, to me, are the Kansas City Chiefs offense and the San Francisco 49ers defense. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to watch those two teams play in the Super Bowl. You talked about the defensive line, all of those first-round picks, and that's been crucial. And when I'm watching Bosa get off the ball, as somebody has watched a lot of pass rushers, I'm seeing a little Reggie White in him.
Ooh.
I'm not saying that he's using his move. I'm saying that he just looks faster than everybody else. It looks like he knows the snap count, along with being fast and strong and really good at getting to the quarterback. And so that's going to present a unique dynamic for Aaron Rodgers, because they got crushed earlier in the year by the 49ers, by the way.
They did. Also,
the Packers are 5-1 when Devontae Adams catches for over 100 yards. We know Aaron Jones has been balling, first on their team in rushing, third on their team in receiving. Can Aaron Rodgers upset the apple cart? It's going to take a throwback performance.
It really will. And one thing I wanted to show you from Bosa was, it happened last week, and I was watching the game, and Bosa went down, and he was out, and I was like, oh no, this could really, really hurt the 49ers. And he's on the ground, and he looks like, I don't know, he fell strange or something, and then he's hurt. Look at him. He's down. But then what's he do, Jalen Rose? What does he do? Like the Undertaker in wrestling. I was like, oh no, he could be out next year. Then he gets up and he's bumped. He gets up and he's hyped. And look at him. He was just on the ground injured. And now look at him screaming. Jalen, I love Bosa so much. You know what? I think I'm picking the 49ers in this one. What can Aaron Rodgers do to give him a win?
So a couple of things. Watching Bosa do that is a B-side version of what Tyson Fury did getting up like the real Undertaker after he got knocked down by Wilder. How about that? For Aaron Rodgers, again, it's going to take a historic performance. He can't turn the football over.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to have to drive the length of the field, because we don't talk much about the 49ers offense. They got a guy playing receiver named Debo. They gets up the field. Sanders gets up the field. Kittle and Kelsey, best tight ends in football. So they have firepower on both sides. So they're going to, this game can't be one of those games where Aaron Rodgers throws for 200 yards and one touchdown and they get it done. He got to double those numbers.
I can't wait for football Sunday, but we have to discuss a story that just won't die. And of course that is the behavior of Odell Beckham after LSU won the national championship. The latest is this. After the game in the LSU Tigers locker room, Odell was in there. They were all celebrating. There was some cigar smoking going on. So a security guard at the Superdome is trying to get one cigar out. So he's just discussing it with one of the players. The player's proving they put it out. And then watch Odell Beckham in the background. Jalen, what is he doing?
So this is a perfect story to why I'm happy that I'm old enough to have made so many dumb decisions in my life and be able to look on things that I would have said different, would have done different, but obviously I have no regrets. But you hope that you start to garner maturity. For anybody that's defending the actions of Odell by saying it happened in the locker room, by saying they were just celebrating a championship, so he was excited and gave them money on the field. Let me tell you something. When you're an alum, that's like being a big brother. That's like being an OG. Imagine when the University of Michigan wins a championship under Juwan Howard one day.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm on the side of the court, and I'm giving the players money. What if I'm in the locker room, and I behave like you just saw Odell Beckham behave on video? We all know that that will be a domino effect of ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the locker room is and should be sacred, but they weren't at LSU and that wasn't a dorm room. They were at the Superdome. Now, I agree. I wish the young people would have got a chance to smoke their cigars, drink their drink, do whatever they want to do and have their fun.
Sure.
But if that's the rule and you see a cop enforcing a rule, the OG got to set the example and be the person to defuse stuff, not the person that continues to instigate stuff. That ain't what you there for as an alum, as a big brother. Send them Beats by Dre. Don't give me cash on the sideline when I ain't got no pockets and you put me in a compromising position and now the university got to come out and say that it was fake money when we all knew that that was a lie. Now when Ed Orgeron goes in the living rooms, this is going to be dirty pool played by recruits that are going by competition that are going after the same recruits. This is just unnecessary roughness, Jacoby. It's just something that you can't do. I know you were happy that they won, but can't nobody act like as a mature 27-year-old man and a professional, we can't act like he didn't take it too far that day with those two situations.
He did, and the latest is that security guard that he touched has filed a complaint. Now there's an arrest warrant for Odell Beckham Jr. Jalen, sometimes there's some video that comes across social media that we really need to break down in detail. So it is time for me and you to go to the table. Ever since I found the Instagram account Passenger Shaming, I just can't get enough. And it just keeps on giving us great videos. You and I fly a lot, and we are very particular about our flying habits. So just put yourself in the seat right now. Envision yourself in the seat on the plane, and this happens to you. I really need you to see this. Imagine someone's barefoot from behind puts their barefoot on your armrest. What are you doing?
So first and foremost, to begin this topic, if you would have said the other word after passenger and didn't show me this video, that you almost said it would have been a lot funnier. With that being said, and it rhymes with sit, and here's the thing. I hate when people use public places and treat them like they're in the privacy of their own home. Okay, I'm sitting in front of you, which means this is my chair. And definitely my right armrest. Now, I might have to share the middle one depending on what type of plane that I'm on. But you're violating. You're in my personal space. I got to talk. You got to take that down. And remember, I got long legs. And I ain't even doing that to people. So that's a violation. Flagrant foul.
That is gross. That again, something that you would say. You deserve to be arrested. They should have the police waiting for you when that plane lands. And that you deserve to be arrested. Jalen Rose, we are now going to be joined by one of the stars of UFC 246. Holly Holm joins us live from Las Vegas, where she will be fighting Raquel Pennington in a rematch between you and Raquel. What do you think will be different about this fight as opposed to the last one, Holly?
You know, first rematch in MMA, and I'm excited for it because I'm a completely improved fighter than I was the first time that I fought her. You know, that was my first fight in the UFC, and I was still pretty green to grappling and wrestling and things like that. So I just feel so much more confident with a lot of the rest of my, you know, martial arts game, the full kind of being a little bit more well-rounded than I was the first time we fought. So I'm just excited to be able to display those new tools I have.
Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck this weekend. Does it help you somewhat?
Thank you.
That the spotlight isn't necessarily all on you because you're sharing a card with Cowboy and Connor?
You know, I just don't really think about that as much. You know, the pressure to me is always just victory. I want to win and I want to make all the hard work worth something. So it's never really, if I'm co-main event, main event, undercard, the pressure's still on. If I'm not the main event, it's, you know what, I need to work to the belt, which means that's where you're going to be as a main event, you know. So it's, the pressure is always to want victory and to move forward. And it's kind of just a pressure I put on myself, but in a positive way. I just use it for motivation. So I'm just excited to be part of a big card and just kind of here to do my job and focus on my fight.
So you mentioned that previously, before you were in the UFC, you had a lot of experience in boxing and kickboxing, and in and outside the UFC, you've landed some of the cleanest head kicks I have ever seen. I'm not flexible enough to even get my leg over my waist, but what does it feel like to connect with a head kick the way that you have?
Oh, that's what you work so hard for, is just to land a head kick like that, you know? It's not just to be able to throw a head kick and halfway, you know, land it, but to land it clean, that just feels good. And I don't ever want like ill will, you know, as far as like in a fight, but there's a satisfaction you feel by landing a really good, you know, head kick, any kind of shot really. But I do love the head kicks, and that's always been more of my favorite thing from any kind of kickboxing experience I had. And so it's definitely something I love. I don't always only want to fish for that, because that just makes me too predictable, you know. So I only want to throw it out there when I can and when the opening's there. But it's a satisfaction that feels awesome.
So Holly, I played professional basketball for a long time, and we often joke that players much rather be held back than actually get into an altercation. But in your sport, it comes with the territory. So what is it actually like to be able to punch and or kick an opponent? Because there were many times I wish I could have done it as well.
You know, it feels good, and it's just there's a couple things to it. You know, you don't ever walk, like I don't anyway, I don't like walk in with actually like ill will in my heart. It's just two people have trained to become victorious in the end, and I'm facing somebody who is trained to try to beat me, to knock me out, to choke me out, to, you know. So it's like you're in there for survival, yes, but you're also in there for your own fight. It's kind of it's a whole different kind of aspect when you're the one actually fighting instead of just being on the outside watching it. But I definitely love my job, and there is something that is just very satisfying and very fulfilling about getting in there and being in an actual real battle, physical contact battle, and being able to be victorious and pick your shots and really get in there and just, you know, feel the passion and get gritty.
So Holly, you mentioned all the training that you put in for this fight and other fights, but as you get this close, when you are so close to the actual fight, how does your training and your preparation change?
Right now I'm just tapering down. It's just let's sweat a little, let's move a little, let's keep the body, you know, moving, keep the muscles warm, let's make weight. that's half the battle right now. So it's just, you know, just, you don't want to break down the muscles right now. You just want to keep them tuned up and just ready to go.
So, you know what? I'm terrified to get into a physical battle the way you do when you go into fights in the UFC. But one thing I always think about is if I did, I would party afterwards. I mean, you're in Vegas. Are you going to celebrate or commiserate whether you win or lose against Raquel?
You know, it's hard for me to celebrate if I don't get a victory. So my plan is, yes, to be celebrating because I'm going for a victory. But my type of victory, I don't know, might be different than some people. When I get out of a fight, some of the things I want to do is just sit down with my closest people that, you know, support me and my team and just eat maybe some french fries, have a cocktail, and just laugh together and just kind of like have that like relief of the pressure and just, but with the people that really help you get there, you know, I don't really ever feel like I need to go out and experience all these new things. I just want to be surrounded by the ones that are closest to me and just like enjoy the moment together.
Well, you're a terrific fighter. Mm-hmm. I love french fries, crispy, well done. I love cocktails.
Oh, yeah. I love french fries.
We're going to be rooting for you and supporting you the entire way. You're welcome to join us anytime on Jalen and Jacoby to talk the fight game or anything else you may
like
be passionate
an awesome
about.
Jalen Rose, Brandon Ingram has been playing well all season long, but never better than last night. The former Laker had 49 points. 49 points in a big win for the Pelicans in overtime against the Jazz. Jalen, how has Brandon Ingram been able to completely take off this season?
So he's doing one thing that you hear me allude to with Kristaps Porzingis that he does not do. Mm. Because of his slight frame, initially he wasn't playing through contact. Now he is. And if you notice, when he turned the corner and go down the lane, it ain't to try to finger roll it or to look for the foul. He'll go in there and dunk it on you.
Yeah.
You see the reverse dunk he got against Rudy Gobert?
That was crazy.
That's the improvement. That right there is the improvement. He can shoot the three. He can play mid-range and play on the post. But now he done unlocked his entire offensive arsenal because he's playing from every phase, including at the rim and above the rim, which was awesome to watch.
Jalen, simple question. Has Brandon Ingram played himself into an all-star spot in a packed Western Conference?
I think it's going to depend on the team's record and their standing as it relates to the playoff seeding. I don't think that he'll be an all-star if they're lower than a sixth seed.
Yeah, I mean, I think they will be lower than a sixth seed. They have won four of their last five games, but they're still sort of within arm's distance of maybe trying to get into the eighth spot. Do you think they could potentially be a playoff team even after their slow start?
I think they had a potential. I got a couple of bets out there I'm trying to win with Greeny and Jay Will that they weren't. But that's when the team looked a lot different, and we thought that Zion was going to emerge as their go-to guy. Now that's become Brandon Ingram. And I'm going to make sure I say this because it's really important.
What's
because
that?
We live in a society that sometimes it's what have you done for me lately? Zion Williamson is about to put on a physical specimen show when he returns. He about to be out here dunking on people so hard and backwards and reverses, catching lobs. Like, I can't wait to Zion get back.
I can't wait either. And you know one thing I always say is that people don't celebrate enough. I celebrate just because it's the end of the week tonight. But we also have the Pelicans flying. Check out their post-game celebration after they beat the Jazz at home in overtime. They went a little overboard. Do you think this is a too much of a celebration for a regular season game in January? Or are you here for it?
Not at all. Because it's all about momentum in this league. So you four games back at an A spot. You know you're getting the guy back that I just talked about in Zion Williamson. The Oracle product has shown Brandon Ingram take that leap that we want to see players take. Ball has been playing better as of late. Favors giving them good minutes up front. So now you start to feel better about your squad. So absolutely, when a guy like this scores his career high, but doesn't say much, you want to shower him and give him love.
Jalen, time to give some love to Milwaukee Bucks because they are far and away the best team in the Eastern Conference. And they proved it last night when they hosted the Boston Celtics, who are in the third place in the East. But there seems to be a big distance between these two teams. That man, the Greek Freak, had 32 points, 17 rebounds, and added 7 assists. Jalen, is there any team that's really a threat to the Bucks in the East?
I would like to say no, but when the game slows down in the playoffs, the Bucks have one dominant reigning MVP in the Greek Freak that has improved his shot and has a great chance to continue to break all types of 30-15-5 records. They also have both Lopez brothers, in particular Brooke, who's shown me throughout his career recently over the past few years that he can knock down a three and post up against smaller players. Ilyasova give him good minutes. Yep. Matthews gives him good minutes. But the difference is when they go against teams that have more than one big physical body, looking at you, Philly, with Embiid and Horford, the size and the bulk of Simmons, sometimes on possessions against the Greek Freak, even Tobias Harris, that team could be an issue. Otherwise, I don't think the Celtics have enough size. We got to see what happens with Indiana when Oladipo gets back. I think they have too many shooters for the Heat. And so that to me, to your question, gives them a leg up. But I got to see what happens with Toronto as well, with Pascal. I think they won one more player away. So, yes, the Bucks should be the team that represents the Eastern Conference. But those guys up front going to need the ball.
So, Jalen, when we talk about the Nuggets, we always talk about the Nuggets' depth. And last night was a really good example of that when they played the Warriors. Will Barton, you know, we always talk about the stretch mark five, Nikola Jokic, but Will Barton had 31 points. Malik Beasley had 27 points. We always talk about their depth, but, you know, when you get injuries and you have to have people step up, they did exactly that. What did you see from the Nuggets' role players last night that you liked?
So when I'm watching the Houston Rockets, I try to figure, do they have some of them? They probably had the most dynamic guards in the game. Obviously, you got Russ, you got Harden, you got Eric Gordon. And then Boston, they have dynamic multiple guards. You got Kemba, you got Smart, and you got... But when I watch the Nuggets play, it's the wing position, like you just said, that's like, man, are they the deepest group in the game at that position? Will Barton and Beasley. You didn't mention Craig. What about Grant? What about Millsap? What about Michael Porter Jr.?
Plumlee?
Like, they have so many of those. Yes. And so they have so many of those guys that you can sustain the injury to Murray because they built out that level of productive depth.
They do have the depth, and we'll keep an eye on that. But one thing that I wanted to point out is DeAndre Ayton. He's certainly been outshined by Luka Doncic and Trae Young statistically, but he's starting to come around. He had 26 points and 21 rebounds last night in Madison Square Garden. Does it count that it was against the Knicks?
Oh, it definitely counts because Mitchell Robinson hustles and blocks shots and tries to give effort defensively. Everybody else that they were trying to put on what didn't have the height or the bulk to really contend with him consistently. And anytime you suspend it for as long as he was, same with the Collins for the Hawks, your teammates expect you to make an impact when you come back. And yes, it does mean something, even though it's against the Knicks.
Jalen, we have picked a new player in college basketball that we're going to give you consistent updates on. We will tell you who that is. But first, we have some very important news that matters. Jalen Rose's birthday is about 2 weeks away, but that's not going to stop him from starting the celebration already. Jalen Rose, he lets you know when it's his birthday, and he is turning the age of 47 in just a couple weeks. And Jalen, there's been a study that says that 47 is the most depressing year of the life cycle. That misery is at its peak at 47 years old. You're one of the happiest people I know. Do you think that the 47 year will bring you down into the dumps.
I'm about to shatter that. No question about it. I might as well go get my fur coat and my bat right now and get ready for my birthday picture. And Jacoby, like I tried to tell you, I'm black. Soon as somebody asks you about your birthday and it's like 2 to 4 weeks in proximity, that's when you start celebrating. We celebrate our birthday for 30 days, not 3 hours, not 3 days. So yes, even though it's on the 30th, it starts right now. And I guarantee you, it's going to be the opposite of misery. It's going to be fun, fantastic, amazing. I'm going to have fresh cuts, nice suits. Jacoby going to buy me a parrot to put on my shoulder when I'm on television. I'm going to do all of these things. I'm going to wear suede shoes. I'm going to bring the jewels back out. Like, it is
on. The jewels are coming back?
Let's go, 47. Let's go, 47.
Again, just remember, when you see a live bird on Jalen Rose's shoulder on countdown like a parrot, just know that that's Jacoby's idea. Jalen, we got so tired of listening to you complain about what topics we do and don't have in the show that we made a segment just for you to choose. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me with Method Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. First up, we have...
Let's... Get it.
The Clippers, who got a big win last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
They beat the Magic last night. Kawhi Leonard had 32 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. That is his fourth straight game with 30 points. Jalen, what do you think about Kawhi's performance?
I think he found his comfort zone. He now looks like the player that was leading the Toronto Raptors. And yes, Pascal Siakam ascended. And they had multiple people play well when they needed them to. Van Vliet, Danny Green, Kyle Lowry. Now it seems like instead of trying to just work on integrating him into a team that has made the playoffs, it's more like they're giving the basketball to their best player and allowing him to make everybody around him better or be unstoppable, which he has been by scoring 30 plus in 4 straight games.
He is unstoppable, and he has this sort of like robotic demeanor, and we've always sort of like thought of him as some sort of a cyborg. But Jalen, I have some evidence that might prove that he is an actual robot. Take a look at this video and you tell me, what is he doing? He's programming his knees, Jalen.
It looks like he's giving them either some heat or some coolness. And for somebody that's dealt with knee injuries, it totally makes sense. That's in-game load management. You know how much I like that. Take
He's
care of business, ice the knees, do whatever you got to do after that. But that's just some new technology that the players are afforded to.
Jalen, Jeff Teague got traded to the Hawks. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The Hawks are a lottery team. They definitely needed a backup point guard and somebody that can run with Trey. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Next, we have more fallout from the sign-stealing scandal in Major League Baseball. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
The latest is that Carlos Beltran and the Mets have decided to part ways. Carlos Beltran was a player during the season of interest when the Astros are being accused of stealing signs. Jalen, do you think it is fair to have Bert Beltran not be a manager because he was on that team?
You can't have a guy be a manager when he was involved in this type of scandal, which is why the other two individuals that were involved as it relates to the Astros general manager and coach have been let go. Cora's let go by the Red Sox, and Beltran, even though players weren't punished, has to be let go because of the role that he carries. However, this video of Altuve and the accusations of the device that they were potentially wearing, I tell you what, that takes cheating to a whole nother level. The only other word I hate more is quitters. And so I'm really disappointed in some of these allegations that are being thrown out there around this story.
Jalen, there are some weird suggestions about Trevor Lawrence. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Trevor Lawrence looks to be the number one quarterback taken in next year's NFL draft. So some are suggesting that after what happened to Tua, that perhaps Trevor Lawrence should not play college football this season. Would you advise Trevor Lawrence to sort of take a year off in advance of the draft?
I got to tell everybody something. Gauge each situation individually and don't figure everybody should do the exact same thing. What worked for Nick Bosa, to me, won't work for Trevor Lawrence. And here's why. He needs to play better football. He didn't have a great season. I saw the Heisman Trophy get handed out. I watched the ceremony. He wasn't there. I saw the national championship. He had 13 overthrows and they lost for the first time in his career. I think he wants to come back and right all of those things, right all of those wrongs and become a better football player. So now when he gets to the league, he can have the trajectory that we're hoping that Joe Burrow has after the season he just took, after the season he just had.
Jalen, we have a very quick Naz Carter update. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
We're always going to hit the brakes on Naz Carter because he is Jay-Z's nephew. Most recently, he had 10 points and 7 rebounds in Washington's win over Oregon State. And Jalen, I have some more important information. Just like we update Naz Carter every single week, at least because he is Jay-Z's nephew, we have a new player in college basketball that we would like to update consistently. Would you like to find out who that is? Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes!
Sabrina Ionescu had 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Jalen Rose, why are we adding her to the list of people that we will constantly be updating throughout the season?
First off, she is the best player in collegiate basketball. And I want, and I'm not clarifying male or female. She's the best player. At 6 foot tall, she kind of reminds me of Diana Taurasi Jacoby. Plays in the mid-range, gets boards, competes on every possession. The NCAA record holder with 22 triple-doubles. The reigning player of the year had a career high 37 points versus a top 5 ranked team. This is a player that we're going to make sure we highlight because she deserves it.
She really does. Sabrina Ionescu is so good. Jalen, I have a dunk that I want you to see. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
This gentleman's name is Sean Warrior. Sean Warrior, and he's in Kansas, and he's playing a high school game. And I want you to take a look at the defender. Oh, he gets dunked on. Now, Jalen, you say you've never been dunked on in your life. What advice do you have for that poor defender?
Gotta take the walk of shame, man. That just, it happens to the best of us. I want to, when somebody gets dunked on like that, put an ISO cam on them for the next couple of possessions. I'm telling you, I've seen guys out there with the standing eight count after they got dunked on and being woozy. I'm telling you, it takes you a second to get your bearings back. That's why I wanted to make sure it never happened to me.
Jalen Rose, we have a huge weekend in sports. Not only do we have the NFL Conference Championship games and some big NBA games on ABC, we also have a huge fight Saturday night between Conor McGregor and Donald Cerrone. Jalen, I look at this as an absolutely pivotal moment in Conor McGregor's career. After a loss in boxing and some out-of-the-cage incidents, if he loses this fight, his career takes a serious turn for the worse. Jalen, do you think he can pull this off this weekend?
And shout to Cowboy. This fight, whether you know it or not, has a big time effect on you and I getting out of the house.
Oh, it does?
Let me tell you what it is.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because if Conor go ahead and take care of business, you know who we might fight next? Our guy. Masvidal.
Oh,
we
yeah?
We need that to happen. So we need Conor to take care of business so that could be a mega fight.
I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about this, Jalen Rose. The Michigan men's basketball team takes on Iowa tonight at 9 p.m. Jalen, what did Juwan and the Wolverines need to do to make sure they have a nice run come March?
Shout out to Xavier Simpson. He's been balling all year, not only scoring the ball, but getting assists, and I love his running hook. It's tough to win on the road in the Big Ten, and that's what the squad is learning. And so you got to take care of the basketball. You got to make your open shots, and you got to protect the paint if you're going to get a win at Iowa.
Quick message. Josh Christopher, who is on this show, is seriously considering going to Michigan. Josh, you got to be a Wolverine. You got to be a Wolverine. Next, I have a question for you, and it is cultural or regional? Jalen, there's a skier by the name of Eric Balkin, and he connected a video camera to himself while he was skiing and, decided to hit the slopes. Let's just check in on Eric and his camera mounted on himself while he goes skiing in a mountain.
All right, drop!
Leads to the question, inherently, is skiing cultural or regional or both?
Let me tell you why this is so very cultural. Number one, when I was looking down the slopes from his camera, that right there looked like suicide to me. That looked like Russian roulette to me. That's what that looks like to me. Not like fun. Not like wee. It looks like suicide to me. And not gonna be able to do it.
The noise he makes
not
is so special.
Be able to do it.
I think it is both cultural and regional because it's inherent that it is regional because of the conditions that you need to go skiing. I, for one, am not a skier, I'll tell you that much. Before we end the show, I want to give a big shout to Alyssa Knockin, who became the very first official full-time assistant coach in the history of Major League Baseball. Salute to Alyssa and the San Francisco Giants for making this historic decision. Jalen, I want to thank you for turning 47 years old and telling me and starting to celebrate it. 2 weeks. Are we going to celebrate your birthday this weekend?
Celebration.
We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. You know what we haven't done for a while, Jalen Rose? We haven't taken a voicemail from our listener. Again, listeners, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Cultural, regional questions, sophomore boss move questions. Ladies, we always need female voicemails. Make sure you call 985-80-JALEN and leave those voicemails for us. We need to incorporate those into the program more often. Now, Jalen, before we get to the viewer voicemails, I have to ask you a very important question. How come you don't get a haircut for our show, but you do get a haircut for NBA Countdown? It hurts my feelings. You know, I always kind of felt like...
I don't believe you even going here.
Why don't you even believe you going.
Do you really want to go here? Do you really want to go here?
Yeah.
You? You?
Yeah.
You?
Yes. Yes.
So you've been working at this network how many years?
20 years.
Of that, how many have you been on television?
Television? Six? Five?
Okay. In those years that you started to do television, on this show, you wear Wu-Tang hoodies.
Yeah.
When I see you on Get Up, you have on a blazer.
Yeah.
When I see you on Around the Horn, you have on a blazer, shirt, and tie.
Fact. Fact. Fact.
And when we host PTI, we're going to be suited and booted.
Of course. Because
so why you getting no beef for doing the exact same thing you do?
No. See, haircut's different. Haircut's different than clothes, and you know that. See, we wear casual clothes on this program because we always wore casual clothes in this program from the very beginning because we were on YouTube, they were on the radio, and we didn't sell out once we got to television, right?
We just have a casual, you know, more just sort of like hanging out environment here on this program. It's just more of a casual vibe. And when I'm doing those other shows, less casual. So you got to dress the part. But that has nothing to do with the haircut. I always have a haircut. I'm not like you. I'm not out here just like all disheveled and mailing it in for Jalen Jacoby. But then when I see you on Countdown, you got the outfit already hanging up. You picked it out 3 weeks ago. You know, you collaborated with a stylist. You've got some sort of like accoutrement. Like you're going to have like some live lizard on your lapel or something this year. You know what I mean? Like I know how you get down. I know how you get down. You're going to have like a parrot on your shoulder when you're on Countdown for the finals, like a pirate. You have a parrot in your shoulder.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I said you always like to innovate. You had the live flowers. That was when you were really killing it. You had live horticulture on your suit. And I was like, Jalen Rose, his name is Rose. He's got a rose on his suit. Like, this is perfect. It used to go to a florist in downtown Los Angeles, like, an hour before the show. Show up late for the meeting. Yeah, sorry, man. Had to get the tulip. I'm sorry. You're like, Jalen, you have no idea what we're going to talk about the show today. Yeah, but my tulip is fresh, though. You see, it matches my pocket square. But on this show, you just wear the same hoodie every single time. Every time. Just mail it in.
Oh, that's hilarious. But I gotta give you a distinction that you're sleeping on. See, to you, it's only clothes when you're on this show versus when you on Get Up and Around the Horn. To you, it's only clothes. And what you're saying would match the average individual, except I landed on an airplane like 6 weeks ago, and I was the number one trending. I was the number six trending topic in the world, and it wasn't because I had our sex tape out. So therefore, it's unique when you're me because I'm going to get the Picassos done before I go on. So if it wasn't that and you couldn't tell the difference, then I would understand. But you could tell the difference.
What would you do? Like, you know, you fall asleep in the Uber.
I can't really tell the difference 2 or 3 days later.
You know how you fall asleep in the Uber? Next time I'm just going to take out some clippers and just zeke your head. Just right in the front. Just zeke it. Just see what happens. I swear to God, you would go on TV. You would not go on TV. You would not. You would not. Right before the finals. Right before a finals game. We'll be out sitting in a hotel bar and you're going to be looking the other direction and I'm just going to hit the hairline with a quick buzz. Just a quick flyby. You would fight me. You would fight me.
So I had a dilemma the other day. Let me tell you the dilemma. I got a cut earlier in the day before our program because I knew I had to be on point. Because we were going to Barclays that night.
Right.
When I got a cut, I was not rocking what I rocked to Barclays Center.
Oh, no.
So the dilemma was, after a fresh cut, do I attempt to put on a turtleneck?
Oh, just see, one thing that people don't know about Jalen Rose is, when he gets a haircut, everything has to be a zip up because he can't pull a shirt over his head because he's scared that it's going to mess up. I don't know. Like, I don't understand this. This must be cultural because I could care less. My hair doesn't change one bit if I pull a shirt over my head or not.
Let me tell you what that is. That's called the art of grooming. That's all. Like, I'm giving people game. This ain't
You're giving
like
people game.
I'm just trying to be a diva. If you get a fresh cut, wear buttoned ups or zip ups until you rock what you're going to rock that night. That's
cultural.
That's just game.
That's cultural.
And it's cultural. That's cultural. You don't get a fresh cut and then go home and put on a turtleneck. You put the turtleneck on and then you go get the fresh cut.
You know what I do at the barbershop? I wonder if other people do this. When I go to the barbershop, I will straight up take off my sweater or sweatshirt and just wear an undershirt to get my cut so I don't get the hair on my shirt. But then I'll just put it right back on because it doesn't change my haircut. But I wonder if other people do that. Do you do that? Because I see other people at the barbershop don't do that.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, you just don't value a haircut or a barber. So I don't think you're the case study to be saying what somebody could do in a barbershop. You'll go into a barbershop and have all five guys cut your hair depending on if they're available. Yep.
No problem. Guys and girls. No problem. Whoever's available.
So therefore, you don't value the art. We're just sprinkling game on this program.
What time is the haircut? Andy Authentic coming by the crib?
No doubt.
What time?
So it varies because today is raps.
Oh.
So it's two games doing both halftimes. So that's like a 6 or 7 hour burn, but it's only like 5 minutes of total television. So when you've been doing this long as I have, there's levels to this. So tonight, I rocked up the B-minus suit.
Oh,
regular
yeah.
cut. Not too crisp, just edge it up today. Just
no live lizards on the today. Lapel? No lapel lizards?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, nah. Likely not. Nah, so, I agree.
Yo,
probably
but let's work not. With this.
But
let's work
with this. But hold on. But it's more. There's more. On what? Saturday. ABC.
Wow. You get another cut the day after you just got a cut for ABC?
Maybe you should whoop it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Maybe you should whoop it. Whoop it tonight just for raps.
Let me tell you, everything I said went over your head. Today is just maintenance. You just even it up and shape it up a little bit. That's it.
Oh, okay.
It's women get groomed before they go on television. It's just like a grooming. It's just that people don't see men taking the etiquette in order to do these type of things. That's all. So today is the grooming. Even it out. Smooth it from the wolf. Tomorrow? So, oh, man. The big bad bandit. A-plus suit. A-plus cut. ABC. So,
let's work with this. So if I go to a pet store and I allow them to lend you a tropical bird for every countdown on ABC, can you incorporate that into your look? Because I think that's something that no one's done before. If you just have like a parakeet on your shoulder that matched your tie, and you while you were giving your analysis, that'd be groundbreaking. Because you started with the bat. You had the bat in your shoulder. You sold out. You don't do that anymore. But if I get you like a live bird with a different color to match your suit, to go with the color pattern, that would really be fresh. No one's done that except the pirate.
And also, we can easily name it Larry.
Easy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's even better. All right, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to write an email. Like I said, we're going to take a voicemail. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And we'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, though? Listening to the show from the other day. You know, missed a couple of days, so I go back and I re-listen to all the ones that I missed. And I hear y'all talking about jeans and shoes. And Jalen says, you're not supposed to wear sneakers with jeans, which is something I pretty much do all the time. And well, my question is, well then Jalen, what am I supposed to wear with jeans then? I mean, cause like Jacoby says all the time, you rich. So, I don't know. I'm a little confused. What kind of shoes should I be wearing with my jeans? Help a brother out. Those first go.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. I want to do a distinction that's really important. I'm 6'8" and I wear a size 15. So there were periods in my life where I wanted to dress like the cool kids did, but also wanted to hoop and get everything that came with being with the ballers. Try to have the best of both worlds. So what you end up having to decide is, the kicks that I play basketball in, are these also the kicks that I'm sporting? So therefore, if I'm rocking Ralph Sampson Pumas to hoop, I'm rocking suede to sport. two different styles or runners.
I think the point that you were making was that you don't wear basketball shoes and jeans. Now, you're incorrect in that, but that's just your personal style. But I think some basketball shoes look really good with jeans, especially Jordans. Some of the LeBrons look really good with jeans. But in general, Jalen Rose likes to have a more casual sneaker or a running sneaker, always Puma, with his jeans. I wear Chucks. If I could wear Chucks every day for the rest of my life, I would be very happy. Chucks are my sneaker of choice.
Now, those are all purpose. Those are all purpose.
And I'm not, you know what? I'm not picky about what I play basketball in either. If someone wants to play and all I have is Chucks, I'll play in Chucks. I've done it before. Whatever. Hurts my feet, but whatever. I want to thank you so much for the call. I want to thank all of you.
Here's a different way. One other thing, Jacoby. One other thing. I also ran cross country for four years in high school. So just think about it. The shoes that you were running cross country aren't necessarily the shoes you wear on the basketball floor. Definitely not the shoes you'll wear when you go out to kick it.
I want to thank the caller. I want to thank all of you for supporting Jalen and Jacoby for 8 years. You know, we're off television for the next 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean we're not going to give you a dope pod to step to. We're coming into the studio next week on our days off just to give you a dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.